This is Audible Kids.
Harper Audio presents A Hat Full of Sky, written by Terry Pratchett, performed by Stephen Briggs. Introduction. From Fairies and How to Avoid Them by Miss Perspicacia Tick. The Knack Mac Feagle, also called Pixies, the Wee Free Men, the Little Men, and Person or Persons Unknown Believed to be Armed. The Knack Mac Feagle are the most dangerous of the fairy races, particularly when drunk. They love drinking, fighting, and stealing, and will in fact steal anything that is not nailed down. If it is nailed down, they will steal the nails as well. Nevertheless, those who have managed to get to know them and survive say that they are also amazingly loyal, strong, dogged, brave, and, in their own way, quite moral. For example, they won't steal from people who don't have anything. The average feagle man, feagle women are rare, see later, is about 6 inches high, red-haired, his skin turned blue with tattoos and the dye called woad, and, since you're this close, he's probably about to hit you. He'll wear a kilt made of any old material, because among the feagles, the clan allegiance is shown by the tattoos. He may wear a rabbit skull helmet, and a feagle often decorates his beard and hair with feathers, beads, and anything else that takes his fancy. He will almost certainly carry a sword, although it is mainly for show, the feagle's preferred method of fighting being with the boot and the head. History and Religion. The origin of the Knack Mac Feagle is lost in the famous mists of time. They say that they were thrown out of fairyland by the Queen of the Fairies because they objected to her spiteful and tyrannical rule. Others say they were just thrown out for being drunk. Little is known about their religion, if any, save for one fact. They think they are dead. They like our world with its sunshine and mountains and blue skies and things to fight. An amazing world like this couldn't be open to just anybody, they say. It must be some kind of a heaven, or Valhalla, where brave warriors go when they are dead. So, they reason, they have already been alive somewhere else, and then died and were allowed to come here because they have been so good. This is a quite incorrect and fanciful notion because, as we know, the truth is exactly the other way round. There is not a great deal of mourning when a feagle dies, and it's only because his brothers are sad that he's not spent more time with them before going back to the land of the living, which they also call the last world. Habits and Habitat. By choice, the clans of the Knack Mac Feagle live in the burial mounds of ancient kings, where they hollow out a cosy cavern amid the gold. Generally, there will be one or two thorn or elder trees growing on it. The feagles particularly like old, hollow elder trees, which become chimneys for their fires. And there will, of course, be a rabbit hole. It will look just like a rabbit hole. There will be rabbit droppings around it, and maybe even a few bits of rabbit fur if the feagles are feeling particularly creative. Down below, the world of the feagle is a bit like a beehive, but with a lot less honey and a lot more sting. The reason for this is that females are very rare among the feagle, and perhaps because of this, feagle women give birth to lots of babies very often and very quickly. They're about the size of peas when born, but grow extremely fast if they're fed well. Feagles like to live near humans so that they can steal milk from cows and sheep for this purpose. The queen of the clan is called the Kelda, who as she gets older becomes the mother of most of it. Her husband is known as the Big Man. When a girl child is born, and it doesn't often happen, she stays with her mother to learn the hidlins, which are the secrets of keldering. When she is old enough to be married, she must leave the clan, taking a few of her brothers with her as bodyguards on her long journey. Often, she'll travel to a clan that has no kelda. Very, very rarely, if there is no clan without a kelda, she'll meet with feagles from several clans and form a completely new clan, with a new name and a mound of its own. She will also choose her husband. And from then on, while her word is absolute law among her clan and must be obeyed, she'll seldom go more than a little distance from the mound. She is both its queen and its prisoner. But once, for a few days, there was a kelda who was a human girl. A Feagle Glossary, adjusted for those of a delicate disposition. Big jobs, human beings. Blethers, rubbish, nonsense. Carlin, old woman. Cludgy, the privy. Crivens, a general exclamation that can mean anything from, my goodness, to, I've just lost my temper and there is going to be trouble. Dree, your, my, his, her, weird. Face the fate that is in store for you, me, him, her. Geese, a very important obligation backed up by tradition and magic. Not a bird. Eldritch, weird, strange. Sometimes means oblong too, for some reason. Hag, a witch of any age. Hagging, haggling, anything a witch does. Hidlins, secrets. Muddlin, useless person. Pisht, I am assured that this means tired. Scunner, a generally unpleasant person. Scuggan, a really unpleasant person. Ships, woolly things that eat grass and go bar, easily confused with the other kind. Spavey, see Muddlin. Special sheep liniment, probably moonshine whiskey, I am very sorry to say. No one knows what it'd do to sheep, but it is said that a drop of it is good for shepherds on a cold winter's night, and for feagles at any time at all. Do not try to make this at home. Whaley, a general cry of despair.